We continue with our discussion of Dafyomi topics. I want to focus today on the issue of the Esnan Zona, the harlot's wage that's discussed in Nunvav and Mibbeis and Maseches Becharos. And the Gemara had said in the name of Abaye that on the top of Nunvav and Mibbeis, that a Zona Yisraelis lo have Esnan. With respect to a Zona Yisraelis, a Jewish Zona, so giving her a gift, that wage does not have the status of an Esnan Zona, and thus would not be prohibited to be placed on the Mizbeach. Keda Abaye, de Amar Abaye, Zona Kusis Esnena Usser. A Zona Kusis, where the Zona is a non-Jewish woman, then the Esnan and the gift you give her is going to be Usser the Mizbeach. But Zona Yisraelis Esnena Mutter. A Zona Yisraelis, the Esnan is Mutter. So Tosus, on the top of the page, Dibur HaMaskel Zona, asks a basic question. The Gemara says in Maseches Bava Kamma on Ayin Amud Beis, it's also in Bava Metzia Tzadi Aleph Amud Beis, a very famous statement where the Gemara says, in the name of Rava, perhaps it's a different Gersa, Esnan Astra Torah Afilu Ba'al Imo, that the Torah prohibits the Esnan Zona to be placed on the Mizbeach, even if one has relations with his mother. So Tosus asks, how is that possible? Imo, his mother, is Jewish. According to Abaye, that money, that gift, should not have the status of Esnan Zona. And Tosis continues, Ubitzmura, Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Ein Esnan Ela Haba Lo Ba'aveira, Aval Esnan Ishtonida, etc., is not an Esnan. So the fact that the Tosis says, if an Esnan for Ishto Nido, she's also prohibited to you, that clearly doesn't have the status of Esnan, but that implies that all other women, whether it's Baba Avera, even if they're Jewish, the gift that's given as their wage has the status of Esnan Zonas and is Usul Mizbeach. So how could Abaye say in our Gemara that only a Zona Kusis Esnena Usur and a Zona Yisraelis Esnena is going to Mutur? So Tosis answers, Yesh Lomar, Delo Mairi Kidekaimale Abai is not speaking about the arayos. It's clearly no doubt the gift that's given to someone with whom has relations, if that woman is an erva, so no doubt that has the din of an Esnan Zona, even though it's a Yisraelis. Our Gemara is speaking about a case, let's say a Pnuya, or someone else, a Jewish woman, with whom it would not be considered an erva. It's there that Abaye disagrees, and Ravan Tumura disagrees with him, and says that a Zona Yisraelis lo have esnan, where tafsiba kiddushin, where the potential for kiddushin could be tovis, can take effect and take hold. But by arayos, our Gemara is not discussing arayos. It goes without saying that a Zona Yisraelis, if it's an erva, the esnan that's giving to her has the din of an esnan Zona. So I want to spend a few minutes analyzing this din of Rava found in Bava Metzia Tzadi Aleph Amud Aleph, as well as Bava Kamma Ayin Amud Beis. Rava Amar Esnan Asra Torah Afilu Ba'alima. The question is, what's the chiddush of that statement that Afilu Ba'alimo, that has the status of an Esnan Zona? So Rashi on Tzadi Aleph Amud Beis explains as follows. Rashi says, the Afal Gavd Di Tavale Bedina Kaman. So imagine the scene. This is his mother, and this was an erva, and he promised her, they made a deal, that he was going to give her a certain wage, a certain gift, and he refuses, and he brings and she brings her son to court and says, this is what my son promised me as a gift for this nus. So Beis Din would not be able to be mechayev him. Why? Because on that very act of Erava, on that very act of having relations with his mother, he's chayev misa. So if that's the case, if that's the case, kiyavi nihala, so giving it to her, estanhu, right? Nonetheless, Rashi says, interestingly, so one would think that how is it possible that gift that he gives her has the din of an Esnan, he's Chayav Misa. Beis Din can't impose that money. So if he now decides to give it to her, it's interesting, why should it have a din of Esnan at all? It's merely a gift that he's giving her, because he's not Chayav to give that to her, because Kamle B'Dirabim, he says that he's exempt from paying that money. Nonetheless, Kiyavi Niela Esnanhu. Alma, so says Rashi, what do you see from here? Afilu B'Makom Misa Nami Ramu Tashlumin Alei. Even in a case of Misa, no doubt we say that the tashlumin, the payment that he is chayav through that avera, is still placed upon him. It's just ela she'ein korach la'onsho b'shtayim, but Beis Din doesn't have the authority to punish him with two punishments. Avol al yedei shamayim lo yatsa she'yishalim. But according to Rashi, there's no doubt that that payment, that compensation, that mamon lies dormant. It's only Beis Din that can enforce it. But b'dei shamayim is really chayiv to pay, even though he's chayiv misa. That's the way kamali b'derabmanei works, says Rashi. If there's, even though there's a, Beis Din can impose the two punishments, k'dei risha so, mishum risha achas atam mechayivo, v'yatam mechayivim mishtem risha yos. You can't be mechayiv him for these two acts of sin. Nonetheless, it's still there. That the chiyuv bidei shamayim exists, and he should pay it. De'ilo ramu tashlum en alei ki yavin ihala mihabesnan. Why? Because Rashi says the only it has to be that way, because otherwise, had the tashlumin not still been in existence, then we wouldn't give it a status of an esnan at all. If he decides to give it to her, matana ba'omahu diyahivla, says Rashi. So therefore, Rashi gives, really sets here, establishes a principle in the din of kimlei b'drabanei in general. And that is, although we say a person is not going to have miso mamon, a person is going to be killed, or let's say according to Dana Bechiskia, even if it's b'shogi, chayvi miso shogigin, are also going to be pater. So that is a technicality in the din of kedei rishaso. But that doesn't mean that the chiyuv tashlumin is not still in existence, let's say sidei shamayim. However, the Meiri in Bava Kama Ayinim Beis, disagrees. He quotes this idea of Rashi, Mikan lamdu k'tas mefarshim bazesha amarnu ein adam meis umishalem shebidine shamayim mikol makom chayiv, that the dine shamayim still exists, quoting Rashi, shemlo kein ein ze esnan el matana ba'olma. He says, however, v'chach mehatzor fatim mechachim bazu shita acheres. They disagree. Lomar, this is not that Beis Din can't be mechayev you, but the tashlumin still exists bidei shamayim. Beis Din can be mechayev you. When we speak about that there's no miso mamon, kimlei b'derabmine, it doesn't apply in this case. This son is actually obligated to pay his mother, to give her that wage, because he entered into this agreement with her, and kimlei b'derabmine would not exempt him. The chiyuv still exists. Sha'av based in mechayvin litain esnan af bechayim emusos. Why? So Miri goes on to explain, lo amru ein adam mesu mishalim el bedavar habar derech nizakim, only where something comes via nezek or the like, which is imposed by the Torah. Nezek is a chiyuv tashlumin. That's not an agreement. I don't enter into an agreement when I smash off your car and now I have to pay. That's something the Torah imposes upon me. That's where we say two punishments of the Torah, so you only get the harsher punishment. Avo b'davar shekiblu alav derech tanai umaso maton, but something that a person accepts upon himself as a tanai, as a condition in a deal or a business deal, kagon esnan, that's a business deal. The fact that he promises this wage for services rendered is not something imposed by the Torah. It's a deal that he enters. And therefore, that chiyuv still exists. And kimlei b'derabmanei would not exempt him. So therefore, it's pashat. I don't need Rashi's pshat. It's absolutely pashat. Why it has a dima esnan? Because that chiyuv of compensation still is in existence. It's with this concept, based on the Meiri, that Rav Soloveitchik explained a distinction that's drawn in the beginning of Masechah Sanhedrin. On Daf Beis Amid Beis, based on the Mishnah Beis Amad Aleph, the Gemara spends a lot of time explaining the difference between the requirement of mumchim, of judges l'smicha, for gezelos v'chavalos, for cases of theft and cases of injury, as opposed to hodos v'havos, cases of loans and admissions, which only need shlosha hedyotos. The basic understanding of the Gemara, explaining Rabbi Abbo's reading of the Mishnah there, is that really we would expect to have mumchim for both, based on the concept of Erev Parashios discussed there, that when the Torah says in Parshas Mishpatim the word Elohim three times, and Elohim refers to a Beis Din of Mumchim, that applies to everything. It applies to cases of Gzela and Chavala, and applies to Hodos, Vahavos, all cases, even loans. Why are we lenient when it comes to loans and we don't require Mumchim? And therefore we can do actually, we have the ability to judge those today as well. That's because lo tino delas bifnei lovin. If a malve knew that he would have to try to find people with smicha in order to exact his money, to retrieve his money from the lova when he's defaults on his payment, so he may think again about lending money in the future. So we allow hedyotos. But generally speaking, why would we make such a distinction? Why do we have the right to make such a distinction between gzelos v'chavos on the one hand that require mumchim and hodos v'chavos that it's sufficient to have hedyotos? So the Rav explained, this is quoted here in Shiur HaRav, in on that page Yudalid, in the section of Inyan Hischaivus Midas, where the Rav distinguished between a Hischaivus Midas, as a discussion based on this Me'iri, an obligation that a person takes upon himself, a deal that he enters, and thus he's chayv to pay because of the commitment that he makes, or a hischayvus hatorah, where the Torah's mechayv you. And therefore he explains, based on the Me'iri, quoting the Me'iri, that the same thing would be true with respect to the cases of judges. The Nira, he says, dizehu mishum, what's the pshat in the Me'iri? The dinze nidrash bin lashon ha-pasuk. Based on the pasuk, the anshuo so kidei risha so didarshin on mishum risha achas ata mechayvo viata mechayvo mishum shtei risha yos the ein ptur zenoheg el bishtei risha yos. That ptur only applies where it's two risha yos klomar bechiyuvim hamutalin al yedei hatorah. Torah imposed obligations and liability. Ube'ela davka amrinim kimle b'derabimine aval b'chiyuv mamanos haba al yedei hischaivus midas v'lo agedei chiyuv ha-Torah lo amrinim kimle b'derabimine de'ein ze b'chlal rishayos. Unlike Rashi, he's explaining the following, the logic of the Me'iri, and it's with this that he explains as follows. V'nere d'zeu gam kein bir hachilo kocha ben hodos v'havos l'gzelos v'havolos. Dinira lomar de bigzelos vachavolos kol ikor hachiyuv eno ba alide das hamischayv kabbaloso. When it comes to gzela or cases of injury, no one enters into a deal. That's not why there's liability. Elo have chiyuv shehitil alav haTorah. So that's, if that's the case, he says, "Lachen yesh lomar de davka hasam ba'inan beitim shel mumchim kedei laharshia sagavra." There, only there would you need mumchim sheyacholu to be mechayev and make him into a rasha, because the pasuk says, "Asher yarshi un Elohim shtei rishayos." So in the context of where we use the phrase Elohim for mumchim, it says the word yarshiun to make someone into a rasha. That's a Torah imposed obligation. Del Harshia, that is what, for the purposes of Lechaivo b'chiv shetil of HaTorah, b'in and davko mumchem laharshia, but hados v'halvos, loans and admissions, that's a transaction. I enter into that deal. For that case, alidei kabbalas hamischayv midato, I'm a kabel that on my own. That's through my own das. So therefore, yeshloma desaki behedyotos. The phrase Asher Yarshiun Elohim, the stress on the word Yarshiun, accenting that word Yarshiun, doesn't really apply. It's not relevant to a case of loans. It's not the Psak Din that makes him into a Rasha. Rather, their Moreh, the basement, just instructs through Din, he's chayev to pay because of a Kabbalah that he already had earlier. So therein lies the difference. We have the Din of Rava when it comes to Esnan Zona, Afilu Haba Alimo, as Tosus explained in Bechoros Nunvav Amid Beis. Indeed, that does apply. He does have a din of Esnan. He does have to pay, although Abaye says there is no zone of Yisraelis. That's where it's not an Erva. An Erva certainly has a zone of Yisraelis and has a din of Esnan. The question, of course, is why should it have a din of Esnan when it comes to Baal Imo, where there's a Chi of Misa, Kim Lebe Derabim, and a Beis Din, Kit Mimichayev you that money? So Rashi says that's because although the law is dormant, there is a chiyuv latzeis yidei shalayim to pay that money, and therefore when you do pay it, it has a dim of esnan zon and it's also the mizbeach if it's a sheep or another animal, what have you. And the Meiri who says no, that's not why esnan usra torah filu ba'alimo, the chiyuv absolutely exists. It doesn't lie dormant. When do we say kim lebe derabim and he knocks out the chiyuv mamon? That's where there was a hischayvus minat torah shtei rishayos. But where there's a hischayvus midas, I take it upon myself. The case of esnan, you're going to give this gift as a wage. That's a transaction you enter into. Same thing when it comes to a loan. There, the chiyuv still exists, and based on it will mechayv you to pay. And that logic of the Meiri will explain the distinction between gzelos vachavalos on the one hand, which require mumchim, Torah imposed, it's el arsheri arshiun Elohim, as opposed to his chayvus midas of loans, of ados avos, hediotos is sufficient because Beis Din is merely instructing you to carry out that which you've already taken upon yourself.